What's up? It's YouthCast, and I'm Molly Adams, your gracious host. I'm going to put this out there. I have a hard time liking cops. And by that, I mean police officers, because one told me once that cops was a disrespectful word. Police are hard to like sometimes, especially when you think they might be stopping you because of how you look, how you're walking, how you're talking, how old you are. And almost every person, young or not so young anymore, has a story about a police officer being not quite the embodiment of their job description as a public servant. Quinn Andrews of Y Press managed to find two really great police officers, however, a rookie and a veteran, and he asked them about their views of teenagers. This was a follow-up to a series of interviews some of the organization's other members did with young people about their views of police. This is Two Different Police Officers Offer Different Perspectives on Youth by Quinn Andrews of Y Press. Don't stop this podcast as soon as Quinn's report is over. I talked to him on the phone about what it's like being a youth reporter talking to people with clout, and you can hear that afterward.
Over the past few months, I've learned a lot about youth and their relationships with police. Many of the kids we talked to said they felt disconnected and unfairly targeted by police. Both police officers wanted to keep the community safe and understand the importance of having good relationships with young people. First-year police officer Jose Navarro grew up in northern Indiana and as a little kid knew he wanted to be a police officer. He majored in law enforcement at the University of Indianapolis and says he joined the police force so he can better serve his community.
You know, I've always been involved with the community. You know, I also wanted to give back as far as the mentality of giving back to your community because, you know, my family, you know, that I want to have is going to be living in the community that I serve in. So what better way to give back to them is to protect them and protect the community of Indianapolis.
While Navarro says police officers are trained to look for certain danger cues and suspicious activity, he doesn't discriminate against minorities or youth.
But, you know, a lot of youth that encounter the police officers, as soon as you start talking to them, everyone automatically assumes they're in trouble. We might just be investigating something, and they might match a description of a suspect that they said. I'm hard to really think that an officer just picks anybody out of the crowd just because of their jeans are too low or anything like that.
In 1975, Sergeant James Johnson became a police officer and worked for 33 years on Indianapolis's Metropolitan Police Department. 14 of those years, he spent as a beat cop patrolling Indianapolis's West District. He kept his interactions with the community on a professional level.
A lot of people knew me. I didn't openly display while I was working that I knew them, but some of them knew me, and we would kind of, you know, speak, but we didn't openly show a lot of communication, and sometimes could be bad for them.
Johnson says he's more cautious with young people because he says they are easily influenced by what they see on TV and could be unpredictable.
They are more likely to not think when doing something the consequences of what they do, and so I think a lot of officers are more guarded against younger people.
James Johnson and Jose Navarro may not have a lot in common, but they both share one common interest. They want to keep the community safe. Youth may feel disconnected from police officers, but Johnson and Navarro have made an effort to interact with the community on a professional basis. For Y Press, I'm Quinn Andrews.
Quinn Andrews is a reporter for Y Press, a youth media organization based in Indianapolis, Indiana. I talked to him on the phone right after he got home from school because, oh my God, school has started for some people. Do you ever feel when you're a teenage reporter that people don't take you as seriously?
A little bit like that, but what you have to make up for by asking tough questions that they don't always they expect. When they interview kids, they expect easy.
Okay, cool, thanks.
And that we try to get
really
hard questions.
So good luck,
good listener. I'd rather like a pretty good reporter for us.
Like CBS News.
I like the way she.
Have you done any interviews that were not as easy because you were a young person?
Okay,
the
when
point.
We
went,
and,
last summer,
I went to the Democratic. Now she gets the truth. She doesn't just work around the questions seriously because you're a kid and they just think since you can't vote, your opinion doesn't really matter. And when we were applying for credentials for the Republican National Convention as well, and they didn't really take us seriously. They basically, I think they actually said, oh, you're youth, you don't really matter, so it doesn't, so we're not going to give you credentials. So it was kind of ridiculous.
That's so funny, because 4 years ago, I was working on getting credentials for my youth radio group to go to the Republican National Convention, and someone said on the phone to me, we don't give press passes to children.
Yeah.
And I was like, we're all 17 and 18. Like, some of us can vote. Do you really not want us to come?
Yeah. I mean, like, we went, the White Press also went in 2004, and they had no problem giving us credentials then. And they also said that we had never gotten credentials either. So they must have just gotten really confused. I don't know.
Were these two police officers people who just said yes to the interview, or did you purposefully want to get, like, a rookie officer and a veteran?
Well, yeah, we tried to get a rookie and a veteran, because we also interviewed a roundtable of black youth, and we wanted to see how the opinions, that we got their opinions. We wanted to see how the rookie police officer thought about those, and how the retired police officer thought about them.
What are the news programs you like to listen to or watch, and who are your favorite journalists?
I'm not really a big, like, radio news listener. I'd rather, like, watch the news on TV. But I really like, I actually think Katie Couric's a pretty good reporter for CBS Evening News. I like the way she reports and stuff like that.
What do you like about her style?
I think she's straight to the point, and doesn't really, she gets the truth. She doesn't just work around the questions.
All right. Well, I think that is good.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. So good luck. Have fun in school.
Okay, thanks.
All right, bye, Quinn. You can check out more audio and video and writing from YPress reporters at ypress.org. You can also hear the interviews that inspired Quinn's report at YPress's PRX page. It's called Youth and Police. Youthcast.org is where I blog it out on the regular. You'll find internet toys, audio diversions, and resources for reporters, as well as past episodes. You can also follow us on Twitter. Our username is PRXYouthcast. Or on Facebook. Facebook.com/youthcast. It's pretty much the same content at both places, so pick your platform and use it. This has been Molly Adams for Youthcast, a project of Generation PRX. Generation PRX is a website devoted to supporting, connecting, and distributing youth-produced radio. Check it out at generationprx.org. Youthcast, where radio makes you wish you were young again.